Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. What's going on, baby?
Not much. Just, you know, getting through the week. We're already here at Thursday, which is fabulous. Did you guys hear? Cabaret is happening. A Crappens Cabaret. Forbidden Housewives is happening on June 3rd and June 5th. And most of the tickets are already gone. How about that? So be sure to get it. It's happening in New York City at Green Room 42. The ticketing link is on our website. It's also on our social media. Come join us. We're going to have a lot of fun just singing and forgetting lyrics all night long. We cannot wait.
If ever you've wanted to see us do some face falling, this might be the time to do it. So come. Disaster possible. Very possible. But it'll be a fun disaster, even if it is a disaster. It's so fun. We've been working on it and cracking ourselves up. So come, let us crack you up as well, guys. This is the Valley Day. If you want this on Vidya, you can get that at patreon.com. It's also where you get ad-free listening, bonus episodes, and a Discord server, and our free blog every week. Just go sign up for that. Just make fun of all the Bravo stuff all over again for you. And today is the Valley Season 3, Episode 5, Hive Mentality.
Yeah, Hive Mentality. You know, people have been pretty down on the Valley. They've been pretty down on it. Pretty down. And, you know, I watch it and I'm like, I don't think it's really that bad. I think it's actually perfectly fine. Like, does it have the same urgency as it did last year? Maybe not, but I'm fully entertained all the way through. So, yeah, I mean, do I love that Schwartz and Lala are on it? Not really. Do I think they are improving it? Not really. Are they maybe bringing it down? Perhaps. But I do think that the show is by and large still entertaining. I'm still on board. I just want to point that out. And now, especially since we, you know, next year, fingers crossed, Dr. Dre comes in as Michelle's boyfriend.
Wow, Dr. Dre. Invested. Who saw that one coming?
I know. That is the most hilarious. We needed that. We needed that because we need something light and frothy in the world of Bravo gossip, I think. Things are getting dark out there. So,
no kidding. Like, you saw the thing about West's cousin who killed their grandmother the day before the reunion. That's
nuts. That news broke while we were sitting here yapping away. Like, West. I mean, obviously one thing has nothing to, like, you know, it's a terrible tragedy. And my heart breaks for him and his family for that. So like that, I think everyone kind of agrees that regardless of what stupid scandal is happening in the world of Bravo, we all agree that that's a horrific thing that they had to endure. And it really did suck that that happened the night before the reunion. And he, you know, there was no way for him. That's just a shitty, shitty situation for him to be in. But yeah, crazy, crazy turn on that front.
Truly, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
But Dr. Dre and Michelle Sani, you know, that's the sunshine we need. Okay, Michelle, recording booth, watch Lala all of a sudden become real good friends with Michelle. Yeah,
she's already pretty close with Michelle. I think this has been going on for a while because they were showing a clip of Sheena in the after show or somewhere. I don't know where clips of Sheena are, like where they're coming from, but they seem to still be out. You would never know that Sheena's not on TV because there are still clips of her all over the place saying stuff. I'm like, where'd this come from? Some after show of something. I don't know. Sheena's on every show now. She'll be on the after show of Game of Thrones, you know, coming up. The dance or the dragon show or whatever. She'll be like, well, you know what? I really didn't approve of Rhaenyra and the way that she handled that whole situation. Like, I totally would have done something different because I dated the guy from Desperate Housewives. So, yeah.
Anyway. I was actually supposed to have a dragon and, like, I gave my dragon up because I'm, like, a people pleaser. But, like, honestly, like, I should be a dragon rider.
I fucked a dragon. Okay, there, I said it. You heard it here first. Okay, but if you want to know which dragon one, you're going to have to buy my book. So she was on some after show and she was saying her hall pass is Dr. Dre. And they were like, Dr. Dre. And she's like, yeah, that's my hall pass. And I already told Brock. And then it cuts to Brock. And he's like, yeah, that's a hall pass, Dr. Dre. So I think Dr. Dre has already been in this circle. And she's already trying to fuck him. She's already trying to take someone else's guy. Because that's a crazy coincidence, right?
Yeah, that's... I mean, no disrespect to Dr. Dre. I mean, he's obviously a legend and genius, et cetera, et cetera. But, like, is he really a lot of people's hall passes? Like, that's surprising to me. I mean, I know he got buff and everything. He had that moment where he got buff. I just wouldn't think that he was, like, a hall pass. Like, I think, like, a hall pass is, like, what's his face who plays Superman or, like, Chris Hemsworth or something like that. Like, I just, I'm not thinking, like, Dr. Dre, but, you know.
Idris Elba. You know what I mean?
Listen, like every building has a hall.
Every so building has a hall. I like that. Every pub's got a lid and every building's got a hall, honey.
Which actually isn't even true. There are many buildings that have no halls.
But I like it. You're not really even considered a building without a hall. Get a hall. Hallless buildings. God, pathetic.
It's like some bastardization of every pot has a lid, right? Every building has a hall.
Yeah, halls loved
of,
it.
Halls of justice.
Yeah. So that's happening. Shina. So yeah, hopefully something will happen. You know, the Valley is not something I worry about too much. I don't stay up nights. Like, this show sucks. I mean, I do think it's been depressing as fuck this season. It's always had that air about it, though. The Valley is just something I just enjoy anyway. I just like put it on and I don't worry about it. I just sit here and let it wash over me and then wash it off when it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, I just always like to weigh in with unimportant opinions about unimportant
things. No, it's not important. I just can't compete with an important opinion today because I don't have one.
My mind is still really just sort of stuck on Sheena declaring that Dr. Dre is her hall pass, because I'm like, wow, even with your hall pass, you're the third wheel.
True. Bless her heart. All right, so here we go. Jesse is FaceTiming Lacey, and he's wearing a wacky yellow feather hat. And he's like, is this my hat now? Are you going to pick it up? And then we see a picture of her wearing this hat, I'm guessing for some kind of, like, charity event where you have to wear costumes because she's an OC housewife.
Right.
Because why else would you have that? And she's like, are you trolling me? I feel personally attacked.
And then we go to Janet and Jason's house and they're cooking dinner, somehow avoiding massive head injuries with their low hanging stovetop hood. And Jason is like, oh, so have you looked into any other schools in addition to the ones we've already looked at? Because I really don't think he needs private elementary school. And she's like, we've got to figure out if we're moving. They basically have to figure out what to do with the baby, where to send the baby. And then finally we land at gymnastics. Where Nia and Michelle show up at, like, kiddie gymnastics, and Michelle starts doing these crazy cartwheels. It's like, what's going on with Michelle? We didn't know she could express so much happiness through movement. And she tells us, Isabella just started gymnastics about 3 months ago, and it's always been my idea because I was a gymnast. Gymnastics, or as I like to say, it ain't nothing but a G thing. I didn't have a life growing up. My life was gymnastics. So when people make fun of me not knowing things, it's because I only know gymnastics. McDonald's? I don't know what that is. Mary Lou Retton? Icon.
Can I get a double Mary Lou Retton with a side of Simone Biles, please? This is what I order when I go to McDonald's. I like that her, I grew up in gymnastics. That's why I don't know what fast food or pop culture is. Okay.
I would like one big Carrie's drug, please.
You never passed a McDonald's and said, hey, what's that? Like, on your way to gymnastics, none of your little friends had something from a Happy Meal that you were like, they put a bag over my head and took me from the house and do gymnastics. I did not see any of the world outside of gymnastics.
Every time I saw the golden arches, I thought it was Bella Caroli's bee falling over.
Why does that still make me laugh so much? People make fun of me for not knowing things like fast food and Bob Golzer. What the fuck?
What? I was doing gymnastics in a bunker.
This is
in the woods.
This is very Housewives, where a mother is like, okay, I was good at something once, you know, and now I'm just doing carpool all the time. So I'm going to get these kids.
Jill Sarah's figure skating.
Yes, I'm going to get these kids into what I want to do, and then I'm going to go off on camera and show off. It's like when Stacey on Potomac took her kid to walking class for like modeling. It's like, I'll show you how to do it. And then she got up there and did it on camera. And that's what Michelle's doing. She's like, go off and dog to your DJ, that Big Mac over there. And I will show my moves. And so she's doing cartwheels and round offs and stuff. And then Nia is one of those cheerleaders who was like only in it for the like popularity and the free stickers, because she didn't know how to do any of this shit. She's like, well, I was a cheerleader and I don't know really what to do. What was that that you just did? Oh, a round off? Yeah, that's what I could do. That's what I, yeah, me too. That's what I did. No, Nia, do one. Go ahead, do one. Do one right now, Nia, you fucking liar.
You fucking mid-tier pyramid lady. We know.
You didn't even pyramid. You were just there to step touch, do the little dances, and date a quarterback. Okay.
You couldn't even convince us that your arms were an alligator and that you were going to eat us up.
Burr, it's cold in here. There must be some... You forgot the rest of the lines? Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised, you favorite?
She's like, guys, I turned the heating on. Like, no, we're supposed to keep it cold. But the atmosphere.
There must be some Tauros in the atmosphere.
So, yeah, Michelle is a gymnast. Who knew? Who knew? She's bouncing all over the place. She's smiling bigger than we've ever seen her. Like, she's in her true happy place at long last. And because it is Michelle, we now get the sad story that goes with it. And it's a real sad one, which is that basically her parents took her to gymnastics and they're like, do you like this? And she was 4 and she's like, I like it. So she started doing it. She did it from when she was 4 to when she was 15. And she was on the Olympic path. It sounds like she basically is like, I'm going to the Olympics. All she would think about were the Olympics. She sees McDonald's and sees it as like the Olympic podium. Like, she doesn't even take in pop culture. She sees the Golden Girls and is like, those bitches are my competitors. Olympics. That's all she sees. And then at 15, though, her parents separate and she kind of like loses her will to keep going. And I think that's like, honestly, so sad. It's so sad to me. It's like, because you can kind of see she lives with this regret of, if I had only just stayed with it, I could have gone to the Olympics. But because things got messy in my family, I didn't. And then on top of that, the way her family sort of fell apart was also really sad. Her dad had mental illness and he was never diagnosed, but it sounds like he may have, I'm not even saying what it sounds like he has, but he had mental illness. And so it's just like a really, really sad story. And I was like,
he I want to be like, it's never too late, Michelle. People were coming for him and stuff like
that. Yeah. He was hearing voices and yeah. And now next thing you know, she's stuck with Jussie Lally. I mean, it's just tragic. It's really tragic.
It is.
She got Dr. Dre out of it.
I guess so. Dr. Dre. Yeah, it worked. She's like, I will show you how to round off.
I got
drop a bead. Medal. Drop a bead. So Michelle's tells this story, and then she's like, you know, me and my dad stayed close, and especially after my mom died, you know, and blah, blah, blah. So then she's like, which leads me to believe we should all take a drib. Michelle, you really need work on your like your scene planning. I mean, geez, it's like happy, happy gymnastics, sad, sad story. Let's go on a trip. Girl, this is a lot for one scene. I just came to let our kids hang out while we drank some wine next door. Oh, this is too much. So she's decided they're going to do a San Diego trip. Because I guess she knows someone with a house or something. And so she's invited everyone. Lala, Brittany, Zag, the Amburglar, everybody. Grisden, Janet. And she saves Janet for last. And Nia's like, what are the sleeping arrangements at this place where everybody's invited? Obviously, I want Janet to be my roommate. That's why I'm asking. JK.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to group dynamic, I feel like I'm good with just existing in the same space as Janet and Jason. I don't need to have a plan or strategy to avoid it. It just comes naturally to me. Well, that is good because you will be sharing a room with Snoop Dogg. What? I mean, you. Who knows what's going on in my personal life?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go to Kristen and Zach and Brittany, and they're going to Sugar and Bronze. Don't say bronze. Drama. Drama.
Of course it rains and it's raining, never rains here, and it's raining on our spray tan deck.
Well, thank God you're getting it done inside.
Yeah, seriously. Thank God things like umbrellas exist. So,
yeah, for real. Hope they have umbrellas. I forgot my umbrella. It's like, yeah, you know, for the pool party, there's a chance of rain. I'm like, are you kidding me, weather? Are you kidding me?
So Brittany is going to have a pool party, guys.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about my pool party. But my last pool party was an absolute disaster. I let Kristen know that Janet was going to be at the pool party. But as soon as Janet walked in, Kristen started yelling like she doesn't deserve to be here. And I was like, but so after like 2 minutes, Janet like walked out and left. I felt so bad. But like, so fingers crossed, we don't have anything yelling at this time. No more yelling. Oh my gosh, this group really freaks me out a lot.
As if Brittany's not sitting there orchestrating moments for everybody to yell at each other all the time. This is Brittany at her best, I think. When Brittany's causing all of this shit and like getting people to talk about each other, look at her boyfriend. For people that are like, Brittany doesn't do that, look at her boyfriend. It's the same tricks that she used to be up to with Jax. She tells the guy what the problem is and then sends the guy in, and then the guy goes to smooth it over. This guy's got a lot of nerve. I don't even know your name, sir. What are you bossing people around for?
I know.
But we'll get to that. So the waxer is like, okay, Brittany, you are known for doing completely disgusting things on camera. Have you ever done a Brazilian on camera before? We are going to wax every nook and cranny of that.
Oh, my God. Do I get those chase puffs? I love those so much.
No, you're not. No, this is a different type of Brazilian experience.
It's not a Brazy bite.
No. It is not.
Well, I got it done before, but I was very pregnant. Whatever pregnant woman does, you know, what everyone does when they're about 8 months, they go for a Brazilian.
Okay, so do you want? Okay, so we're gonna have like a landing strip. She's like, take it all. Okay, make me as bald as a biscuit.
I don't think my butthole's hairy. I want to be as bald as a biscuit.
But then Zach is getting tanned. And she's like, you're going to love this. I love that. I love the building up from the tanning lady. You are going to love this. It's going to be amazing.
And they're really selling it.
He's like, can you contour it to make me look like I have muscles?
She's just like, yes, of course. I'll just make it extra orange over here. So then Brittany is now getting waxed. And it is, the sound design that they do is so crazy. Because I don't believe this is what it actually sounds like. But we don't see anything, but the sound kind of illustrates everything because it's like, they don't even do like a swift, like, it's like a few tears that we hear and you're like, it's like, I'm like, stop it, please. Stop
it's like
it.
The rattle that they use, you know, whenever someone's being a snake and they're like, someone did something bad, and it cuts to Lala's face and it's like,
yeah,
it's like that. They do kind of show it. I mean, I'm surprised. I just wouldn't be able to do that stuff. I can barely do it when there's not a camera there. But to just be like, okay, I'm going to be fully naked, you know, waist down for all of these camera people and the sugar lady or whatever, the wax lady, who's like, all right, let's do it. And it's like your whole hoo-ha being stripped right there for TV. I'm like, where is the shame? Where is it?
I know. And then Kristen gets up there. And what's crazy is that while Kristen's getting waxed, Zach just walks in. He's like, "Oh my!" I was like, "Oh my God, no! Why?" I'm like, "It was very funny, but also like, how do they have this door just wide open for someone to walk in and see someone's vagina hanging out?" Like that feels unprofessional.
The first one you've ever seen, Zach? And he's like, "No, I've seen yours 10,000 times. Come on!"
And Kristen's like, "Yeah, he's seen both of ours, just like not at this angle."
He's like, "I think I just saw your uterus. Jesus Christ."
I laugh so hard, but then I start to cry so hard because I start thinking about raining on my pool party.
So Zach asks how date night was with Kristen and her loser. And he's like, yeah, from what he was telling me, it was like a good chat. And you guys are like talking, you know, you guys are talking about stuff that's going on. She's like, well, we don't talk about things in front of Kaya. Because like, even though like Kaya can't understand us, it's important not to fight in front of Kaya. Kristen, let me tell you something about yourself that you don't seem to understand. You will be yelling at your man in front of your baby. You will be. You're Kristen. There is no way Kristen is going to go through life not yelling at that man in front of their child. She is going to. So just start now. Just get the baby used to it so it's not traumatized. I'm very used to it. My mom can still rip my dad a new one in the middle of a Costco, and I'm fine with it. You know why? Because I was born with it happening. It didn't just start happening late in life.
Yeah. Yeah. Children will listen.
There's my gift. There's my gift to you.
Gift. Yeah.
Don't hold
it. So Kristen's going on. She's like, yo, I told Luke, I don't feel close to you. When I woke up with the baby at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, the baby's crying and this and that. And the dog's like, whatever. And he's just kind of like, oh, do you want me to take her? Like what I told him was like, I don't know how to be heard on those things. They really bother me. He's got to stop bringing up how much he fucking hates LA all the time. Like hearing about it too often is like so frustrating. Like we get it. You're Van Gogh. You're from a different century, but like, come on, just like try to enjoy LA. And Kristen says that like, even before Kaya was in the picture, you know, he was always like, I want to move to someplace that's like closer to the family with more land, somewhere that's green. But for right now, like this is where we live. So to hear that, it's almost like on a daily basis, like how miserable he is and how much he hates it here. It's like frustrating. And like, I fully support her on this. Like he's been whining about this for so long. It's like, sir, her career is bound to this city. I don't know what he even does for a job. I don't know what he does for work. I don't know what he does for his money, but I'm getting this sense that he obviously like it's not geographically connected to a location, but she cannot shoot her TV shows in the middle of Colorado. I'm sorry. It's not an option for her. So you either get with it and you don't complain, or you move to where you want to be and you don't make her miserable.
So I looked it up. It says he is an outdoorsman and co-host of The Balancing Act with Kristen Doughty. He lives in Colorado, where he manages a 90-acre ranch and is involved in farming CBD per Reddit users. So I think he had, yes, I read he was a waiter at Bonefish, someone on Reddit said. Yeah, so he, I think he used to own some kind of a CBD thing and sold it. So he has like a little money, and then now he grows the CBD on his own thing. I mean, listen, 90 acres, I get it, but don't have a baby with somebody in LA then and then complain.
Yeah, exactly.
And then try and like change their life. You were in LA, you had a baby, and that's where the baby, I mean, once you leave or the like, baby, you're still going to have to fly back and forth to LA. Just get used to it. And you're on TV. And like, what are you telling her? She can't do TV? Then don't be dating a TV person.
Exactly. Luke. Exactly. Or you know what? Like when the show is done shooting, spend a month or two in Colorado, like figure it out. It's not that hard. I'm sorry. It's not that hard for them, people with means and with privilege, and they can do it. And I just like, I can't stand that here she is, a new mother who is going through it and has already enough on her mind that she has him, you know, whining on the side about how he misses being near a trout or, you know, some beanstalks or something like that. Like enough. So
he's just like, there are like no singing bass on anyone's living room walls here. I can't take it. So Brittany's like, you know, and it's not easy on relationships. I mean, whoever thinks having a baby is fixing things. What a bunch of suckers, am I right? Flashback to Brittany 2 years ago. Come on, Jackson, just want another baby. Come on, you can do it.
Yeah.
Date night, and pregnant mood and our jigs.
But I do feel like there's some elements from past trauma that have such shitty exes. Like that's sometimes like when you guys like get in a fight, like you go for the jugular sometimes, and like he's like not used to that. And I think that's like making it hard. That's why I like couples counseling or something, so that way you guys can talk to a professional and I don't have to come here and watch your waxy vagina and listen to you complain.
You guys have to see a professional. I can give you the number of the person that I'm going to use after seeing your vaginas. Okay? Because that was dark.
And Kristen's like, my defense mechanism when it gets really bad is just leave then. Just leave.
Hello, I just would like to interrupt the scene and offer up a therapist, Nadia Komenich. Sorry, I don't understand anything beyond gymnastics, it turns out. Apologies, I will go back to my cave.
Well, after I had Cruz, I was all about Cruz 100%. And Jax made me feel like I did not matter. And after I had a baby with him, and I'm glad that Luke is trying, but also I want him to understand a little bit more about how she's feeling, because what Kristen's going through is very important to get over for my pool party.
Please don't rain. Please don't rain.
So she talks about how postpartum is a real bitch, and Luke needs to understand what she's going
really
through.
Does.
And I agree. Luke is a child. I don't know why every man on this show has to be a fucking child, but they are. And I will I did notice in this episode that the only happy people on this show are the ones that are divorced. You've got Michelle, happy as a clam over there. You've got Brittany, she's happy. Guys, why don't we start looking around and figuring out who's happy and how they got there? It is leaving their children, men, their man children.
Yeah, that's right. Leave us. So now we go to Lala.
You're right. I am the same way. And that is why I know. You know, I don't put people through it. I am a man child. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to stay over here in my corner and not put anybody through my bullshit. Because I'm not a monster like you, Luke. Okay?
Yeah. So elsewhere in Los Angeles, Lala, Janet, and Michelle are doing Pilates at this week's buzzword, Drenched LA. They went to Drenched in Atlanta. I didn't even know it was I don't know if they're related or it just happens to be two different companies called Drenched, but I still believe Drenched is going to be a word that we're not going to want to hear very soon.
It's the priv of this season.
Drenched.
They're just so trying to get sneaky with their plugs. We see you, Drenched. Drenched is like, all right, guys, we're infiltrating Bravo. How are we going to do it?
So Lala's like, oh my God, I feel like I haven't seen you forever. Maybe I was too distracted looking at my old Instagram photos when I used to hang out with 50 Cent. And Michelle's like, yeah, so that's really cool, Lala. The guy I've been dating. Oh, hey, Janet, what's going on? And Janet's like, oh yeah, I mean, it's only been like 2 or 3 days, but you guys had like such a busy week. She's like, yeah, how do you feel? Like, how do you feel seeing pictures of us all together? Does it make you want to cry?
All of the friends are hanging out without you, Janet. How do you feel about it? Round up. Okay. Well, for a second, like, I was a little bummed out, but I wouldn't want to be invited, because especially like for something like with Danny and me, I mean, it just doesn't feel like things are good there. So
also Santa Clarita. Also Santa Clarita.
Yeah, saved on really the gas. Dodged a bullet. Gas ain't cheap right now. Okay.
Janet, I have to say, Janet kind of won. She did not have to go to Santa Clarita. It's a long drive, long drive.
So Lala's like, yeah, well, I think you and Zach just need to go out and get drunks together. That's all you need. You guys will get along again. And she's like, well, you know, Zach and I have been through some very dark and crazy stuff, and I've truly forgiven him for it. This is a new Janet today, you guys are going to see. I'm trying it out. I really like Zach. You know, we got to a good place last summer, and as far as I know, the reason that he blocked me and did all that is because of Danny and Nia. And, you know, if there's something that I've said and done, I'm not above apologizing for it. And here's how I'll do it. I'll go up to them and I'll say, hi, I'm going to therapy. Would you like to apologize?
Yeah. I'm not above apologizing for it, unlike the way he never apologized for trying to murder me in Big Bear 2 years ago. Michelle's like, well, I do agree that he would be the first step. And Janet's like, well, I'm going to do a game night. I feel like there's been a lot of heavy conversations, and I feel like this is just a way to lighten the mood and have fun. So I invited Jasmine and Michelle, and I was also thinking, I'm sorry, Jasmine and Melissa, and I was also thinking about Zach and Benji, and obviously, you know, have not seen Danny or Nia, so I feel like maybe that's not the time, because it doesn't feel like things are good. I'm just keep on saying that. Things just aren't good.
Doesn't feel like things are good, but I just want you to remember, I'm fun, Janet, and I had my birthday party at Dave & Buster's. Can we show clips of that? Because that was really, I saved up a lot of tickets that day. Who wouldn't want to be my friend, right? Dave and Buzz, roll it again. I don't think they saw the skee ball part. Show them the skee ball part.
Is it bad if I say, why don't you just invite them, knowing they're not going to come, but at least you invited them? And Lala's like, yeah, all you're trying to do is like be cordial, you know? Janet's like, well, I think I should just like talk it over with Jason because like maybe that is the right time to extend an olive branch. I just have to make sure Jason doesn't say the clown word. I just said it. Sorry, guys.
So now Jesse and Isabella meet up. What is wrong with me? Jesse and Isabella meet up with Lacey at Backyard Bowls.
Yes.
Backyard Bowls, huh?
Backyard Bowls. They were right next door to a Blue Bottle. Why didn't they go in? Why didn't they go in? Such a better option. So it's right next. By the way, they were like a block away from the fabric store. Just want to say, such a good fabric store. So they're in, and basically Jesse's like, hey, Isabella, do the phonics dance. Do the phonics dance for Lacey. Do the dance. And Lacey's like, I actually don't want you to force her to do anything for me because she's not a clown at the circus and she doesn't have to perform. Hey, did someone say clown? That's just not right. That's not right.
That is bigotry, and I will not stand for it. The producer is like, yeah, everyone says you're the beta in this relationship, Jesse. He's like, yeah, the beta. She's certainly an alpha. She hates my storytelling. She's very to the point. Lacey's like, yeah, can I give you some unsolicited and failed parent criticism? Okay. He goes, oh, God, what? She should read Rich Dad, Poor Dad? What?
You're not supposed to teach your kids secrets. He's like, oh, okay. Well, the exciting news is we only have a month or two left before we're officially divorced. She goes, that's good. I'm already bored with what you're saying. I wish I had tricked him into wearing a hat again today.
Does this feel any different once it's official? She's like, no, she's still going to hate you the same. It's like, oh, damn. Okay. Well, at least we can be normal about Isabella, you know? So, I don't know. They're talking about organizing toys and shit like that. And she's just basically riding his ass. She's like, you can't even throw stuff away. You're a hoarder, loser. Fucking loser holding onto kids' toys. Can anybody believe I'm dating this idiot? Hey, Jesse, just wanted to give you something. It's like I'm psychic, so I just wanted to give you. Yeah, it's an eviction notice. Yeah, because you're not going to live in my house. Okay, so.
And she's like, you know what? I am not a hoarder. I just have a casual doomsday bunker. And she's like, and by the way, my doomsday bunker, that's a private topic. Okay, I don't want people to know where it is. So she says.
Yeah, because he outs her for having this doomsday bunker. And she's like, don't do that because when it's the end of the world, everybody's going to come to my house. And she's like, yeah. So listen, this doomsday bunker is not on my property. So don't come to my house. It's somewhere else.
Yeah. She says that during COVID, her TikTok algorithm was all doomsday bunkery. And so one day she went down the rabbit hole of doomsday things and she's like, you know, acid tabs and a generator and all this stuff. And she was like, well, I mean, I was like, I just need to buy all this stuff because like, what if I've been giving it like so much thought and then like doomsday comes and then I'm just like kicking myself that I didn't buy all the stuff. So she has this shelter that's off the grid and she's like, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's like nuke proof, but it's like doomsday light. So like zombie apocalypse proof, is funny because you know what? Last year, someone emailed us. They were like, just so you know, I know this girl and she's a flat earther. And then I think actually we said it on the podcast. And I think Lacey herself, I think emailed us.
Was Lacey like, hey, wrote us. Yeah. Was like, I'm not a flat earther.
She's like, hey guys, love the podcast. I'm not a flat earther. Just so you know, I feel like.
I forgot about that.
I feel like the person like conflated doomsday prepper with flat earther. And I think that's how it all.
Well, I would like to remind you what was happening during the pandemic with all of these like housewives in the OC types yes. who were sending each other stuff that was saying like Wayfair is trafficking children in furniture boxes. And if you order certain furniture boxes that it has children inside of them. And then they were doing, it was all that QAnon shit that was coming out into the mainstream, like housewives and not, I don't mean real housewives. I mean like real regular housewives. You know,
lowercase
I mean?
Real, lowercase yes. housewives.
Yeah, actual housewives.
Although with Vicky, and,
well, I'm sure it did melt over into you know real housewives, but yeah, actual housewives. Like, oh my God, Wayfair is you know taking our children or whatever, and so a lot of this was happening during that QAnon time. So I don't know, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if some flat earther, you know, some flat earther light stuff got in there.
Oh, I have a friend who moved to Orange County and became a literal flat earther. and she posts about it on Facebook.
There are a lot of that type. There are a lot of that type in Orange County. I know that because I used to do catering, and whenever we would go to Orange County, it was always for a housewife's party, like an actual housewife's party. And they were like they are on the show. They're really rich. They would throw these huge theme parties, spending all of this money. Everyone was perfect and had these big rubber faces. And the things that they would talk about, they were like pod people. I was like, how do you guys even believe? This is crazy. This is crazy. And you're all in your 30s and you look like you wouldn't be idiots, but damn.
It's just crazy that the county that brought us Lynn Curtin would bring us so many people who would believe in things like flat, the earth being flat. Who are like, you know what? I'm going back to the Columbus days. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Now we go over to Janet. And Janet, is it Chica's Tacos? Which I wonder if that's from El Paso, because El Paso has a very famous place called Chico's Tacos. So I was a little surprised to see Chico's Tacos. Okay. Are we copping? Are we spinning off? What are we doing here, guys? Is El Paso getting its due? That's my question. Yeah. So we go to Chica's Tacos, and everybody's favorite gay, Jared, is helping her set up.
Yeah. By the way, they're not even in the valley. Chica's Tacos. I just drove by Chica's Tacos. I didn't know it was called Chica's Tacos. I drove by it twice this weekend. It was jam-packed, and I was like, what is that place? And now here it is on the valley. So Jared is here, and he will be channeling Richard Dawson. Well, that was the original plan, and Janet's like, well, I'm so excited for this game night. We decided we wanted to channel a Richard Dawson 1970s Family Feud vibe for this, and originally we were talking about how Jared would kiss everyone on the lips like Richard Dawson used to do, but then we thought that might be inappropriate, especially given how I've called people out for stuff. So I guess we're just going to go with a Pat Sajak.
That's me, Wacky Janet, making jokes. You guys like that? Making jokes about my dark past, okay? Totally over it. So I invited Nia and Danny and Kristen and Luke, and I mean, I didn't really expect them to come, but because I said no. But Jasmine and Melissa said no. Yeah, and I was kind of surprised at that and bummed because they're like game night people. So they would have had fun. I mean, it's games. It's Jared. Who doesn't love Jared? Everybody's favorite gay. Jared, say something, Jared. Sucked at it.
So they're just going to have a fun night to escape from everything. And so they start playing this. It's like not really Family Feud, but it's sort of Family Feud. It's just like questions. And Brittany's like, okay, you guys know all the questions? Because I think Janet might have some of the answers. It's not fire fighting. She's like, what? Like, what would I do? Like, invite you here just to trample you? She's like, yes. She's like, I would do that. Yeah, I would. You know, you got to take a victory somewhere.
Lala tells us, I'll be awful at all the subjects, especially the one that involved numbers. And they're like, okay, well, what subjects do you do well at? She's like, designer labels, Bravo shows. If it's like housewives, I can answer everything. Everything.
Yeah, she's probably studied the application many times. So Janet and Jason are first up, and it's like, okay. These questions, I'm like, I'm actually embarrassed for these people because Jared's like, okay, guys, here's the question. This has nothing to do with Family Feud. It's just a random question. Yellow and blue makes what color? What is this? What is this remedial Jeopardy that they're doing? This is terrible. Yellow and blue makes what color? I would like to ring in the color is Mary Lou Retton. Stop. You can't answer that for every question, Michelle. I don't know anything beyond gymnastics.
And specifically Mary Lou Retton. I just watched her video games over and over again. Never really watched a bunch of other gymnastics. It was just Mary Lou Retton. That's her only reference to it.
That's her only. There's no.
Now, I like that they're coming up with questions off of like Ziploc bag commercials, too. Because it's not even like a real knowledge question. It's just like, these people have seen commercials, right? Yellow and blue mix. And Janet's like, green. Nailed it. I'm really good at this. This is a blog. I'm really smart.
I just got that.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was from. So Janet's like, oh, guys, sorry, my team. She beat me to it. It's my wife. Don't let Jason sit on the buzzer fighting Janet. He's always going to let Janet win. Jason's the biggest wuss on this show. Have somebody else do it.
And then we have Jared goes, okay, everyone, what piece of land is both a continent and a country.
Highlights are ringing, please. The answer is Mexico, the continent of Mexico.
They're like, no, that's incorrect. Oh, I'd like to ring in. Is it Connecticut? Nope, not. That's not a continent nor a country. Okay, that's like the answers. Okay, I'm wet. That's just a statement. Not a country or a continent.
Michelle, Mary Lou Redden. No, Michelle. God.
I would like to answer. This is a very easy answer. Hi, I'm here because obviously we all know Brock and where he's from. The answer is Jesse Metcalf.
That's not the answer to continent and country.
But wasn't the question like what famous people have been inside me? No, that was not the question. All right, I'd like to know, as someone from Australia, I would like to answer Hawaii. No, fucking frog.
Guys, I didn't want to have to answer this because I'm the host of the event and I already got the blue and yellow question right. The answer is sexual assault. Oh, Janet.
Janet. So now there is a math equation thing that they have to do. 5 + 5. What
times
is it?
Two.
Times 2 minus 12 divided by 3.
Okay. So that is 20.
10, 20.
Minus 4.
Is 16. You're right. Minus 4. Yeah, 16. Yeah, I would have sucked. I would have sucked at this too. So Brittany's like, I ain't even going to try that shit. Can't. What year did man land on the moon? And, who answers? Michelle?
Yeah, Lacey. If Lacey were there, she'd be like, I mean, are you talking about when the movie was made? Because, like, I'm pretty sure that's as far as we got, guys.
Yeah, she would have been like, never. It never happened. That is one that, you know, that's one conspiracy that I'm like, okay, maybe, because there are weird things. Like, how come the flag was waving and not like just flying straight up in the air? You know, there's certain things that I'm like, did we land on the moon? Did we?
I don't have an answer for that. I'm not I believe that we landed on the moon. I'm going to say that we did.
No. Okay.
My money's on the moon. My money is on the astronauts. I think they did it.
You believe in them. So yeah. Jason's team wins, actually. I said Jason shouldn't be by the buzzer, but he did win. Because once we got past the Ziploc bag commercials, Janet really fell off. She was like, don't you have any more commercials based on Ziploc ads, Jared? Do you want to stay my favorite gay? Yes or no?
What was the finger that had a smiley face on it during the old Ziploc commercials? It was a thumb. Okay, we're back. We're back, guys.
You guys, thank you so much for coming. This was so much fun. Remember, I'm Game Night Janet, okay? Don't forget, I'm Game Night Janet. Let's show the clips of me at Dave and Buster's, because that was really fun. Janet! Well, y'all are coming to my pool party, right? Everybody's going to come. I invited everybody because we're going to San Diego, so I feel like we should at least be together like a little bit before and like practice in the pool because it's a pool party.
Please don't rain.
So Janet is like, well, I feel like there's like a lot of people I've tried having conversations with and stuff. It just has not gone well. Well, I mean, like, what are you sensing? Like, do you think like you could even go like further south? Things go further south than they already have gone? She goes, I mean, no. I hope not. Like, but also with certain people, it's like, if you can't tell me specifically what I've done wrong, like, how am I supposed to apologize, Janet?
You don't know what you've done wrong.
And then go see what they're saying on the internet, and then you will have a pretty good path forward.
Yeah, I think they've told you pretty specifically what you've done wrong, Janet. Okay. Janet's one of those that's like so hard to fight with because she's like, just tell me what's wrong. Okay. Well, you know, you accused me of murder. But what's wrong? Okay. You started my car on fire. But I mean, but no, really, like what's wrong? Let's get to the root of it.
But is that really the issue here? I don't know. I'm like very amused by Janet. I'm sorry. I know that probably irritates people, but I'm very amused by her. She's like a funny villain to me. She always has been. Like, she cracks me up.
Well, she definitely brings the show back to life. I'll give her that, because this is one of the better episodes they've had. So if this is what it needs, fine. So Lala's like, well, I texted Zax yesterday just to see if he was coming tonight, but he called me today and he was like giving me a timeline since before the pandemic of like things that he feels like you've done. Like, that man remembers. Pepperidge Farm remembers. And Janet's like, well, I'm not nervous to have a conversation with Zach. And I know Zach and I need to have a serious conversation. I just want peace, you know. And I also know he's not going to drop any giant bombshells, because I know it's going to be, you know, every little bullshit thing that he's just nitpicking at. And I'm just going to have to sit there and take it.
So Janet goes, I mean, can you like not move past the bullshit?
She's like, I just don't want it to be like, by the way, you guys, I don't want it to be like a hive mind, you know?
And she's like, it's 10 against 1. And like, you guys have to understand these people, especially like Danny and Nia, like have posted and liked comments on some bullshit about Jason and Danny saying that like Jason likes to see me have sex with other men in front of them. Like, why is that okay? But I'm not allowed to talk about stuff that's actually been done. And so Brittany starts to cry. She's like,
wait, why are we going past that? What is she? How could you just walk right past? What? So Danny and Nia have posted, liked, and commented on some bullshit. Like Danny saying, Danny liked something that said, Jason likes to see me have sex with other men in front of them. What? And what is this? Because I don't believe Janet. I don't believe how Janet relays stories. So what was the thing that he liked? Did someone call? My guess is that someone called Jason a cuck or something. And Danny liked it. And she's like, how dare you? So you think that he likes to see people have sex with me? That's what I'm guessing, because you just never know what it is with Janet.
Well, at least no one called Jason a clown, because that would really be crossing the line for Danny. So then Janet's like, I mean, I'm not mad at you guys. I'm just yelling about that. Like, I'm yelling about them, not at you. And Brittany's like, well, it's just like, come on, like this person talks about her, and like, and I have to be the one that's like, well, we'll see, let's see. And like, every single conversation I have, like, shouldn't be about Jan and Zach. And like, it shouldn't be about that. Like, let me like enjoy my fucking life. Brittany, who always pits people against each other and goes, oops, whoops, didn't mean to tell you that thing. She always says like, this person said this about you. And now she's like, I just hate being in the middle, and like, it's just so hard on me.
These fights are literally all, I think if we listed them all out, we could pin these all on Brittany, because Brittany was the one who went and told Janet that Zach said, you know, he hopes her babe, she does miscarry or whatever. And she was she is the one who starts all of these fights. And then she's like, well, I'm in the middle of these fights. Why? Just leave me alone. And it's also very reminiscent of Brittany always crying, like, how come every time I'm around, all you guys want to do is talk about Jax? Like, that's not fair to put me in the middle of it. Well, keep hanging out with fucking horrible people and encouraging those horrible people, and you're gonna be brought into the they're gonna be brought into the fights, Brittany. Choose better friends and lovers.
Yeah.
And husbands.
So she's like,
Janet, sometimes when you have talked to them and then like you'll get up and like walk away, you just need to sit down and like talk at my pool party, okay?
And Janet's like, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Does anyone have some water I can splash in my eyeballs so I look like I'm crying? Like, I am sorry. I don't want you guys in the middle of it anymore. That's it. I just don't want it.
But it's a lot for me. It's a lot.
And she's like, seeing Brittany really upset really puts things in perspective. Like, I do need to try and make an effort to make things more peaceful. I'm just so frustrated. And I don't want this. I want peace. I'm afraid I'm going to lose you guys over this shit. What if I got friends who actually knew the answers to those questions? How embarrassing would that be, playing a game against them? I can't. I need to keep you. You are the dumbest people I know in Los Angeles. Please.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Now it is time for Brittany's pool party, and great news. No rain in sight. It's a sunny day. So Zach and Benji are over setting things up, and Brittany is ordering pizzas. And Zach's like, pizza, like half your party's on a GLP-1. So yeah, I think it's going to be enough pizzas, babe. And then Luke and Kristen arrive with Kaya.
This is a very classy party. It's a Domino's pizza.
Domino's?
I mean, I'm not above a Domino's. You know, Domino's got me to 400 pounds once upon a time. I loved my Domino's. But if I'm having like a bunch of people over, I'm going to try and get a nicer pizza. What about you?
I think so. I would go, you're on, yeah. Unless it was given to them for free. But yeah, I'd go for something nicer. And there was something else that was happening at this pizza party that I was like, oh, I have to mention this on the podcast. And I forgot to write it down. And now I don't know what it is. But just know that there was something else with this setup that I did not appreciate.
Australia.
Just know it was there.
It was there. Australia. So Luke comes in and he is wearing like knee-high white socks with flip-flops. And Zach's like, oh my God, what is this? What are you doing? Like, what do you want, like a knee tan line? Is that what you're going for? Oh my God, these socks. Maybe that's the reason you're not getting laid.
So they're all doing shots and everything, and Lala shows up, and then Jesse, and then Lindsay, who is Kristen's friend slash party planner, and then everyone's having fun playing beer pong, and now here come Michelle and Jasmine. It's just like a, you know, the usual parade. So Zach is like, I was just gonna say, I got some text messages this morning, and I want to make sure you're okay, Luke. He's like, yeah, I'm the same as I was then. I'm very neutral, and to her, that means I'm miserable. I'm like, no, she thinks you're miserable because all you've been doing has been complaining and we've seen it on camera, and don't act like all of a sudden you've been Mr. Neutral.
You are walking around with knee socks and flip-flops. What do you want people to think?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if that's not a fucking cry for help, I don't know what is. You can't be walking around like that and then being shocked that everyone thinks you're miserable. And you are miserable. And I hope Kristen leaves him, and I hope she takes half of everything he has, even though they're not married, just because he walks around in knee-high white socks with flip-flops. She deserves yes. it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, Tom Schwartz is here. And so now they're talking about his date night at the Belmont. And he's like, oh, no, we don't have to talk about it. It's too much. I'm scared.
Oh, I'm just a little boy. I don't know how to date. There was a girl there, a girl with boobies. What was I supposed to say to her? Come on, guys.
Oh, I panicked. I kind of like dig somebody. And when I dig somebody, everyone else just like kind of disappears. So I was like, oh, I don't know. It's like, it doesn't matter how beautiful they are. And she was gorgeous. It's just like a lot. Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah.
Like,
so no, he's saying that he likes this other person, like this other TikToker or whatever that he's dating. And that's why he wasn't into the girl, even though she's cute. And then we see a clip of her and she's like, you want to have a cigarette outside? And Lala is talking about how cute she was. And Michelle's like, yes, they could be like nerds together. No, they don't get to take the nerd title. I hate when like bimbos in Hollywood try to take that. Like, I'm really a nerd. Like, yeah. I'm really into like makeup.
Yeah, you're not. And Tom Schwartz is not a nerd. He has glasses. He is not a nerd. Okay. I'll show you nerddom. Okay, I'll turn this camera around and show you all my board games.
Yeah, I don't like when non-nerds try to take that over to sound smart.
I know. It's like, it's cute. It's cute.
Yeah, you're not a nerd.
So then Jesse's like, oh, so no Schwartz and Michelle dating? And she's like, shut up. Don't. I am dating a doctor now. You'll meet him someday. He's like, wow. So aren't you planning a trip? Like, he said you guys are planning a trip to San Diego. She's like, no, we are not dating. It's like, but you went to a salt scrub together. That's pretty much like you're married. It's like, no, we are not. Please stop saying this. You're going to ruin things with the doctor. Please.
Looks like a love match to me, Michelle. It's like, you are so silly. So they have like a good energy now, which is cute, yeah. I guess. So Brittany finishes getting ready and comes down. It's like, oh, Marty. And they're going to put Adelaide. And she's like, this baby can't stare. Stop staring at me. None of us can stop staring at you. Have you seen yourself? Crazy. You constantly look crazy. Whoever your stylist is really doing you a favor, because you are one of the most entertaining things to watch. I don't even need to have the sound on. Just have Brittany walk in and out of rooms in different outfits. That's all I
know.
I need.
Seriously. Although, by the way, I meant to say, I thought her hair looked quite good when they went to the game night. So Jesse then is like, by the way, Danny, I have a serious question to ask you. First of all, Earth, round or flat? Second of all, do you have undies on today? He's like, I don't. Don't, can't, gotta make sure the balls are living free in their last few moments before the snip snip. So then I guess Jesse was about to pants him. But
yeah, we see the clip of him getting pantsed in the first episode ever of The Valley. Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
And now Brittany is like, hi, y'all. Here's some buffalo chicken dip. And Nia says, oh that's her thing. Oh, go ahead, Ben. Do you have some buffalo dip commentary? Comment go ahead, please.
I remembered. I was not going to complain about the party. I was going to say, for everything that we ever say about Brittany, for all the things, how she gets in the middle, how she stirs the pot, how for all her sweetness and cheer, she can be a malevolent force. Man, does it look like she knows how to make a good buffalo chicken dip. I trust this woman 100% when it comes to dips. When she put that thing out there, I was like, yes, I will come to your house for a party just for the dips. Because you know, she can throw down with a dip.
Yeah, she's a Southern girl. Southern girl who was raised in the Hooters. I mean, that girl knows.
She knows. When that giant glass Pyrex of orange, it was sort of like shapeless orange goo, went down on the counter, I was like, yes, I am standing there for the rest of the party.
Nia is talking about this trip to San Diego, and she's like, guys, we wanted to do something really fun, so we're going to have the boys dress up like girls. Isn't that hilarious?
And afterwards, if we have enough time, we're going to go to Tradwife Land. It's a new amusement park that I already got a season pass for.
So
basically, you don't have to worry about none of the rides are scary because we have to stay in the car.
Full length gowns for everyone.
Bonnets. I heard that Anne, what's her buns? Anne Hathaway
Geddes
is coming out in a movie. Anne Geddes. Tradwife. She's like, this baby's a tradwife. It's a celery who does housework. Anne Hathaway is doing a movie about a tradwife who gets stuck back in like the 1800s and has to learn what a tradwife really is.
Oh, I will 100% go see that. That is actually a great, great idea for a comedy. That
who
is
needs
so
rights? Am I right? God, women's rights. Oh, how uncomfortable. Jeez.
That is amazing. Oh my God, I want to see that. Yeah. I just got so gay talking about it. That's amazing.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to see the Tradwife movie.
Tradwife back in time. Yes, come on. So anyway, Michelle is like, yes, I think it would be really funny if the men wear heels. I thought it's funny because when Nia pitched this idea, she said, we're going to do something funny and like have a pageant and we'll dress the guys up. I thought like, oh, good. You'll make them look nice. And then it was like, oh, we're just going to put them in drag. I was like, oh, I'm not offended. I'm just like, it's not interesting. You know,
yeah, I mean, no reason to be offended, but
well, some people would be like, oh my God, like, you know, drag is not it's not something for straight people to do. Like, there's no comedy in that, right? Like, it's there. And I'm just saying,
bosom buddies would like to have a word, and so would Mrs. Doubtfire. Okay. No one owns dressing up like a woman. I think if anyone owns dressing up like a woman, it's women. So I think if women are okay with it, we should be okay with it. That said, I don't really need to get into a big drag thing. I just don't need to see you dress the men of this show up like women. Dress them up like men first. Could you just make them look like decent men? And then we can work on the women part after.
Yeah, that's all I want. Like, just like, we can work on Luke first. Let's just do some makeovers. Okay.
Seriously. I'm down for that.
Put them in drag. It just feels lazy. So Lala's like, yeah, I'm going to do Jesse because I'm like, I told him that he dresses douchey and he's like really holding on to it. And Brittany's like, oh, you should definitely do Jesse. And like, we already know what Tom looks like. Oh my God. Tom is so good looking, but he was the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life. And of course, then we get flashbacks to
Better Times.
Tom Schwartz in drag. Better times. Innocent times.
So Kristen is talking to her little friend Lindsay, and they're like, oh my God, is Janet coming? What's Janet coming? Oh my God, what's Janet gonna say? What's Janet gonna do? And she's like, yeah, well, she said she wouldn't be here, and that's why she left last time. And Lindsay says, yeah, but why didn't she just own her space? Oh, I love being friends with people in LA.
I know, seriously.
Just own your space.
Then Brandon is like, hey, be nice, Kristen. Be your sweet, lovable self for your love for Brittany because it stresses her out. It really does.
Brandon, who the fuck are you?
You get out of here.
You're so fresh. I didn't even remember who you were at the moment I said Brandon. I was like, Brandon, who is this? I'm just going to keep talking until I remember who it is. Brandon, shut up. And I like that Kristen goes, Brandon has a very tiny lane in Brittany's life and he needs to stay in it. Like, mind your business, bro. Yeah. Like, yeah. Sir, you don't get to comment on. You literally just got here. You just have to be nice to people. You cannot be weighing in on what people should be saying to whoever.
He's trying to jack it up. And yeah. Kristen tells us,
yeah, in that moment, had Janet walked to the back and gotten in the pool with her son or done her thing, I would have just stayed away from her and ignored her.
Okay, well, you know.
No.
You need to let those rules be known, Kristen. Like, okay, here's how to deal with me at a party. Walk past me, go to the pool, or I'm going to tell you off.
Then I would have held her head underwater until she died.
So everybody's like, oh my God, is Janet coming? Is Janet coming? Everybody, is Janet coming? And so Lala's asking Jasmine, and Jasmine's like, I don't know. I haven't talked to her since your party. And Michelle's like, should I text her? Okay. And Jasmine says, yeah, how was game night? I didn't even go. Because I just felt like, for me, like, I didn't feel comfortable going to her event after, like, the last things we talked about. Okay, but can I ask you a question? Like, because what I'm gathering is that we have a group of people who are all making the same decisions. And there seems to be, as Brittany called it, a hive mentality. So... it does stop with the hive mentality. They're not all copying each other. They don't like Janet for specific reasons. They've all got specific reasons not to like Janet. To be like it's hive mentality is ridiculous. You guys are the hive mentality trying to get us all over onto this other side and make us believe something that's not true. Hive mentality.
So Jasmine's like, Lala, you've not been around. All she has is Janet in her ear. So of course she's going to think that we're taking a stance and we're all going to come together. She's like, no, baby, I beat to my own drum. So Jasmine says that she texted Janet about the game night and was like, we're going to sit this one out. See you at Brits. And Lala's like, at this point, I feel like I'm one of the only people who, like, doesn't have a beef with Janet. And if I did, I certainly wouldn't be passive aggressive. I'd just be aggressive, like, ovary up and say, what the fuck you want to say and have a productive conversation. So Lala's track record of taking a stand for the outcasts, Tom Sandoval, Janet, it remains unblemished.
Yeah, she loves a villain bigger than her, for sure. So they're still talking about texting Janet, whatever. And Jasmine is saying, Jasmine goes up to Kristen and Zach. She's like, you guys, Lala was asking me about me and Janet. Because she, from her perspective, she felt like you guys, and Kristen goes, what, we were conspiring? She goes, no, not conspiring. She didn't say conspiring.
Yeah, but that's what Hive Mind insinuates. I mean, do you make decisions for yourself? Hey, you. Hey, there's a gardener next door. Hey, leaf blower, do you make decisions for yourself?
Whatever you want me to say. Exactly. So then guess what? Janet and Jason have now arrived. And Kristen's like, I'm so fucking tired talking about Janet. She's not even here. Why are we even talking about this? Janet. Oh, damn it. I said her name 3 times. Ah, no, she's here. Damn it. So here comes Janet. Janet's walking in. Everyone get ready. It's Janet.
It's Janet.
Everyone be calm. Okay, we're going to keep everybody chill. There's buffalo dip and Domino's pizza. No reason to be angry. The sun is out.
Who can be mad with 2 for 5 hot and readies?
So Danny is talking to Kristen and he's like, so, by the way, went to the doctor. They asked what my dietary restrictions are, and I said, it's a really toxic thing for me to have a Caperna around me, and I just saw 2 Capernas walking in. Hey, smell this flower. Oops, you got some water in your face. You got squirted. It's like, you really are a clown. Hey, let's not say things we can't take back.
So Tom is talking about diet stuff with Danny. He's like, well, I just need to, like, I don't know, getting workouts in because, you know, if I could cut beer out of my diet, maybe I'd look good.
He's like, I know, but you know what I had to do? Instead of beer, I'll have a White Claw.
Well, that's what health is, brother. That's what health is.
Oh, that's my least favorite thing in the world. They hurt my stomach. Oh, I'm gentle. So, yeah, they used to hurt my stomach too for some reason. But you evolved. I did evolve. I am an evolved man. Thank you so much for finally acknowledging that. I evolved to be able to drink White Claw regularly. Yes.
So Zach is really keeping it going today, this show. It's just like, yes. He's just going from person to person like, we need to have a talk because this is a television show and I seem to be the only person here who knows. Did you see that she ordered Little Caesar? She ordered Domino's? Who does that? Okay, Luke, I wanted to talk to you about your relationship because it's something about you being able to go fishing or something. And then you said it was like too far once you could go fishing. And he's like, no, that was none of the conversation. Like, Kristen doesn't even listen to me. She doesn't even fight about what's really being fought about. I know. That's why I said you need a third party there. But I offered fish. Fish don't talk.
I don't. If you can actually get near them, which we're not. I don't like that Luke is acting like Kristen's crazy. Like, he never brought up fishing. You literally brought up fishing last week. You brought it up to us. You brought it up to her. You're like, I haven't gone fishing. And when I did go fishing, I felt bad the entire time because I felt guilty. And now you're acting like, no, what? Fishing? That's not even an issue. It's like, it was an issue for you. We had to sit and listen to you complain about not having enough trout.
Well, because Kristen's side is that he's complaining about fishing, but she's like, why are you complaining about fishing? Go fishing. And then you're like, no, I can't go fishing because now it's too far to go fishing. Spike. This is the problem with marrying someone like Luke or being with someone, having a baby with someone like Luke. Uninteresting people lead to uninteresting fights. I mean, you're with this guy and now you're fighting about fishing and how far fishing is.
I don't know. I seem to remember the show Sorority Life on MTV, which was... like, hey, let's look at a sorority of deeply uninteresting women. And somehow that season ended and I was more riveted than I'd ever been in my entire life. So it's okay. Sometimes it works the other way around.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Corrected.
Maybe uninteresting women can lead to interesting fights, but uninteresting men will never become interesting.
It is. I'll tell you what's interesting right now. It is storming out there. Look at it. It looks like I'm in the dark.
Pool party.
Yeah, I know.
It's dark over where you are.
It's like nighttime over here, and it is pounding down that rain, pounding. God is angry.
I hope you don't get a tornado.
So they're talking about the stupid relationship, and Zach's like, yeah, you need a third party. Like, I think if Kristen heard it from a trained medical professional, like, even if it's what we said 1,000 times, like, it'll land better coming from someone you're paying.
Well, Kristen would say she shouldn't need counseling. Like, we shouldn't need a therapist. We should be able to talk to each other. But I mean, from my perspective, she's probably saying like, yeah, I'll go to therapy, but it sucks because we shouldn't even need to be like, if you just talked to me, we probably could have like cut this off at the pass. But now he's kind of like blaming her for the reason why they're not in therapy. And I just feel like it's not coming from her. I feel like Kristen is someone who'd be very much into therapy or at least like sitting under a dream catcher and talking about things.
Well, that's different than therapy. But yeah, maybe. Like, I mean, look, here's the thing. I think Luke is a total schlub, but I've also been watching Kristen for over a decade. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, yeah, Kristen's easy to deal with because yikes. I mean, Kristen is having a very calm year this year because of her baby. But let's not forget Kristen is Kristen. So I imagine it is difficult to deal with Kristen, but she can't be with a baby. Like, she needs to be with someone who really... it's not a child. I mean, I don't know. What do you want me to say? Because now she can't even be fun, mean Kristen. She has to be like, oh, and like take care of you. I need Kristen to be crazy. And whatever has happened to Kristen since she met you, I'm not getting crazy Kristen. I want crazy Kristen back. So whatever you're doing, stop doing it so I can get the crazy one back. I don't know if she needs to dump him and just go be, you know, crazy Kristen again. I don't know, but I need it back.
Yeah. So anyway, Zach is basically still saying like, yeah, you guys are great and everything, but get therapy. And Luke tells us, look, I've never had a kid before. Oh God.
Here we go.
You don't say.
They don't have a handbook. Babies don't come with a handbook. Okay.
He's like, I've never been with a woman through her pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. I mean, this is all new to me. And I know that this version of Kristen that hopefully won't last. Like, it doesn't make me easier on me, but overall, I'm not a quitter. I don't like this, like, oh, well, hopefully this version of Kristen doesn't last. Like, this is still Kristen, and you should be, don't be like, oh, like, ugh, I can't wait for the old Kristen to come back. Like, how much pressure does that put on her, I feel like? I feel like just to say, say I haven't been through this before, but I'm trying my best. I just want to support her. Not like, ugh, I can't wait for her to stop being so annoying because of her body and, like, her hormones. She just come back to being, like, the normal person I knew. It's like, I just think that's so condescending and patronizing and just does nothing but to make her feel more isolated when she hears things like that. Like, yes, she may be feeling more emotional, but this is still who she is. And, like, you can't, like, I don't like... There was just something that rubbed me so wrong about the way he kind of acted like she was like this disgusting monster. I mean, Kristen's a monster, but like you said before, Kristen's like a lovable, funny, crazy monster, and don't make her feel bad for it. You married it, you got engaged to it. You went in fully well. You had as much a point of reference as we all have had, and now you can't be shocked by anything with Kristen.
And also, I hate this, but overall, like, I'm not a quitter. Oh, don't do me any favors. Just go, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be the thing that you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to quit that. I really want to, but I'm no quitter. I'm no quitter. I'm not a jog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to quit this. I'm going to keep going. No, just don't jog. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Not a quitter. Crazy. Fuck off. So now they go back to join everybody else, and people are playing beer pong. And Nia says, I'm a great ping ponger. I know how to do a roundhouse. Oh, that's gymnastics, honey. Damn, so many sports in 1 week. God. So then Brandon goes to Kristen, and he's like, how you doing, Kristen? With, like, you know, kind of letting go a little bit. Because I know that that's kind of your issue right now. You want to talk about that with me, Kristen? Maybe let go? Mm-hmm. Maybe leave your house a little bit, so Kristen? Intrusive.
Mm-hmm. Well, the nanny's upstairs with Kaya. Oh, yeah? Because when Brittany told me about her, I was like, well, I feel like Kristen's going to have the hardest time just letting go. Your name's Kristen, right? Sorry. She's like, yeah, I cry all the time. I mean, when I'm gone, when I know I have things to work, like, I have to do things, like work things, I'm like, thank God we have someone. But then I literally asked Luke, like, Luke, what did I ask you? What did I say? I said, do you think she's with Alondra all the time? I said, do you think she remembers me? And Zach goes, yeah, she doesn't. She forgot you. And Chris is like, fuck you. And like, Zach, don't say that. Don't say that to Kristen.
Luke can't even have cute couple repertoire. She's like, hey, Luke, what was that thing I was saying? He's like, what? Remember that thing? No. About Alana? Nope. Alondra? Nope. That doesn't ring a bell either. You know the thing. I was like, oh, do you think she remembers me? I mean, yeah, you did say that. Was that like a story I should remember? Stupid story.
Stupid. By the way, at some point they did shots. I don't know if it was here or earlier or later, but they did shots, and Kristen did the most Kristen thing ever. When she did her shot, she took her shot, and when she put it down, she goes, whoa. And I was just so happy that she did our impersonation of her. So now Zach is like, oh, I feel like this is one of those moments where I'm just gonna like go up to Janet and be like, fine, let's do it. Janet, do you want to talk? Let's go over to that sofa over there and talk. She's like, oh my God, yeah, okay.
And that's the funniest thing about Janet, because everybody's like, oh my God, is Janet coming? I hope Janet doesn't come. Janet's coming. Oh my God, Janet's coming through the door right now. Janet's coming through the door. It's been like half an hour. We've not heard a peep out of Janet. She's done nothing but like sit there and make small talk with somebody by the window. Terrifying. It's so terrifying. So yeah, he pulls her for a scene, and she's having a really good conversation that he interrupts. She's like, so Brittany, why do you have mosquitoes and I don't have mosquitoes? She's like, I don't know, because I was sprayed.
I don't know, but I'm hoping that the rain doesn't come and wash them away because they're my friends now. So they go, Zach and Janet go to talk. And he's like, well, I feel like you're very glowing, and I don't know, that's really all I can say. He's like, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm pretty happy I got the answer correct. The answer is green, blue, and yellow together. And I feel like, you know, every year is a lesson, and my lesson, I feel like, from last year was to, like, shut the fuck up and listen a little bit more. And this is the thing. I'm, like, working on my own, like, separately from whatever issues it creates. I'm just, like, working on my own self. So I'm, like, new and better now.
okay, well, this is a hard conversation for me to even start because, like, I don't even want to do this again.
She's like, well, but maybe there's a thing where we can, like, coexist in a way. You know, like, I would like to have fun, whatever that feels like for you. For me, it's saying, Brittany, you've got mosquitoes and I don't. Mosquito loser. What do mosquitoes only choose your house? Loosey, loosey, mosquito juicy. Yeah, you really suck at this, mosquito lover. See, wasn't that fun? Mosquito shaming. You should try it. And he's like, okay. Well, if you have anything specific that I can apologize for, I would love if you got specific. And he goes, okay, well, let me just start with this thing about pool day, because you were like, oh no. And then Kristen kicked me out of the house, and then you made it seem like it was a huge thing. And then the language you use and like what you say to other people, Janet. I was like, whoa, Zach. Zach, reel it in, Zach. You're a little aggro here. Janet's literally like, maybe give me something specific. He's like, you need to fuck the fuck off is what needs to happen to you, bitch. Like, whoa.
You're right.
Yelling yet, Zach. Calm it down, buddy.
I should be more careful, and I should only use specific facts of exactly what happened and never paraphrase how I feel in that situation. Okay, but you know what? Like, sorry, we're going to other people, okay? How do you feel about me and Danny right now? She's like, well,
We are going to other people. We are. Go ahead.
No, I'm not
going
to sit here and talk to you. I'm not going to talk about I don't talk about sexual assaulters. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't talk about clowns. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that with you right now.
Oh, well, yes, you are. Yes, you are, Missy. You get right back in this car. We're turning around.
Lala's like, wow, he's like very detail oriented. Like, I couldn't even keep up. Look at that. Like, Zach's receipts on Janet are longer than the ones you get at fucking CVS. They're longer than their seat here. And she has like a prop receipt that she's printed out.
Wow. A prop. We've resorted to CVS receipt prop comedy. It's like, we got I know that joke has been used for 10 years way too many times, but it will help if we actually get one from the store.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, seriously.
So they're making fun of them because Zach is like really going off, and he's like, yeah, because when you take things to a certain level, you want destruction, Janet, and you want to destroy the other person, and then you'll accept them back. You know what? You're so right, and you're so on a pedestal. You're so on a pedestal, Janet.
I don't want to be on a pedestal. I mean, yes, did I get the trivia correct? Do I know that blue and yellow make green? Yes, I do. So, like, I could be on a pedestal for that, you know? But do I love Dave and Buster's? I do. I could be on a pedestal for that. But, like, no, I don't want to be on a pedestal. I mean, here I am showing through my actions that I'm moving differently. I'm speaking differently. Isn't that what they're asking of me? I'm ready to apologize as long as we can end this conversation. And I just wish I had never used the words that I had used. I actually wish that because you are friends with Danny, Nia, and Jasmine, and Melissa, the way you handled everything last year, I actually admire that. You acknowledge what happened without involving yourself while being supportive of both friends. And that is something I did not do right. And now Janet's smart because she has learned the way forward is just to flatter someone. Ugh, you handled it so well, Zach. I wish I had handled it. Can you teach me the ways? You are so smart. You're so emotionally sensitive. I should just learn from you. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, I like this new Jana. Yeah, great work.
It works like a charm. And it's like the oldest manipulation tactic in the book. And it just works like a charm. He immediately calms down. And he's like, okay, but Janet, you know what? Like, you know, this is like the gem that I love. Like, this is the Janet that I wanted back. Like, welcome home. Oh, my God. Like, you were finally brought back. She's back, everybody. The Janet we all love. Game night, Janet. She's back.
Yeah, like, that's all I wanted to hear from you. So Jesse, of course, comes over to ruin it. He's like, you guys have been talking, like, for 45 minutes. Let's go in the fucking pool. And then he, like, dives in the pool, and Zach is like, oh, I hate straight people so much. She was like, I know.
Janet goes, I know. So then Lala is talking to Michelle. She's like, do you get embarrassed easily about sexuals, Dove? But otherwise, no. Like, so, like, if you queefed or something, you'd get embarrassed.
She's like, no. Oh, my God. System error. I don't understand that. And Tom's like, am I allowed to laugh? Oh, I am leaving. See you on the next episode. So then Brandon and Brittany join Jesse in the pool, and Janet's like, do one of you guys have like a weed pen? So she winds up like smoking some weed with Kristen, and Kristen's like, oh, Janet wanted to smoke. And I was like,
That's a really great fucking idea right now. This is not an olive branch. This is not a peace pipe. It's literally just, it's a pipe. It's an I'm still angry at you pipe.
Yeah. So they're cracking up and enjoying each other, which is crazy. So Janet's like, I'm back in, baby. And then Luke says, I want to go pee in the pool and I'm ready to go, which I don't know is a joke. So now it's time to go home. And Jasmine's like, okay, who's going to kiss? Melissa, who's going to kiss? And they're like, Schwartz and Michelle should kiss. And they're like, Jason says, well, Jesse said you could do it. She goes, as if I need his permission. Come on. So she says, you guys kiss Lala. So Lala and Tom give each other a peck. And Lala tells us, this party was a total success. But with this group, every time we have a splendid day, it's always the calms before the storms. And we see them on a roller coaster where somebody is verbally assaulting somebody from a car. I don't know, is it Danny, like, saying shit, talking to Jason or something in the railroad? Like, I would have cheated on my wife, too, or whatever. Whatever. It looks like it's going to get ugly.
It's going to be a roller coaster of emotions.
But I'd like to congratulate Janet on this massive comeback. I mean, it was pretty good. She's friends with Zach again. She's friends with Kristen again. She's back in, guys.
She did it.
She did it. See how long it lasts, but she did it.
Yeah.
So that was a tough road to hoe.
Tough, yeah. Everyone, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you. And stick around, because up next we will have Southern Hospitality. And go get your tickets to our cabaret. Let's sell these shows out. Talk to you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is sweet. Well, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Shiraus.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.